Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, I got iOS also. I mean, after, you know, after almost 20 years of Android, I kind of got a little ticked off, you know, because the Note series was phenomenal, outstanding, really good performance. I had all the even numbers on the Note series, and then after the 10, they dropped the ball. They said, we're not doing this anymore. We're not making the Note series. And then I switched over to the Galaxy S23 Ultra, which I thought was, you know, okay and decent, and it turns out it was a piece of junk, and my old Note 10 was better, faster, stronger, more reliable, you know, everything, all of the above, right? And then, you know, I said to myself, you know, do I really want to keep going down this rabbit hole? You know, do I really want to keep dealing with this crap, or do I want to give Apple a try? So here I am. I'm on the Apple side. And probably the biggest reason why is, you know, now it's gotten, not much experience, but now it's gotten a lot better because they're using AI with the technology, and they're also, the reliability is going up a little bit. I mean, the flagship Galaxy phone has better performance than the flagship iOS phone. Sure, that's fine and dandy. But the biggest thing is the charger. You know, now it's more prevalent that there's wireless charging with iOS, and there's also finally USB-C, which makes total sense. You know, they had that lightning cable garbage for years, and that was one of the reasons why I said, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to buy all new phone chargers. I'm not going to do this, you know, just to have my devices. So then I finally got that. I got the toys, and now it's fine. You know, it's not bad. But I'm almost at the QSO here. Probably going to have to wrap it up soon. K0BTL, back to you.